Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from John chapter 3, where we hear Jesus say, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. Sometimes God's Word just doesn't make sense. And that's what happened to Nicodemus when he came to Jesus that night. Nicodemus said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Well, good for Nicodemus. Good for Nicodemus coming to Jesus. Good for Nicodemus recognizing that Jesus did these signs, these miracles, and good for Nicodemus realizing that no man can do such things unless God himself is with him to do it. But bad for Nicodemus for not realizing that these signs that Jesus did revealed who Jesus really was. You see, Nicodemus was ready to confess that Jesus was a godly man, that he had God with him, but he was not yet ready to confess Jesus as the Son of God and the Messiah. So Jesus immediately addresses Nicodemus's unbelief. "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Oh, what hard words those were for Nicodemus. After all, he was a descendant of Abraham. He was a Pharisee. He was a ruler of the Jews. In his mind, he was already a child of God and already in God's kingdom. And yet, Jesus confronts Nicodemus with the startling truth that mere physical descent from Abraham and doing the right things does not bring one into the kingdom of God. And even after these words of Jesus, Nicodemus still couldn't make sense of it. How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? What Jesus had said made no sense at all. Nicodemus really had no idea what Jesus was talking about. And if left to ourselves, we wouldn't either. If left to ourselves, we would respond exactly the same way Nicodemus did. You see, we are born into this world, and we were born completely contaminated by sin. We were dead, separated from God, and totally outside his kingdom. And not only that, there was no way we could gain entrance. There was nothing we could do to enter the kingdom of God. The flesh would live, the flesh would die, and that would be it. we would end up like the dry bones in the valley of Ezekiel's vision. We would spend eternity in hell, forever separated from God. But God did not leave us alone to live a miserable life in sin and to die in it. He didn't leave us to our own devices to wallow in our spiritual wretchedness with no hope of rescue. Rather, He looked on us with an everlasting love. He was so concerned about us that He sent His only Son to wallow in our wretchedness by being tempted and by His suffering and death on the cross. And His Son willingly faced that temptation, and He laid down His life on the cross, bearing our sin and the sins of the whole world. That Son came to save the world from sin and death. There was nothing we can or could do. God did it all in Jesus. But the flesh rejects such things because they don't make sense. The flesh wants to believe that we can be good in God's eyes through our own works, and that such good behavior then becomes a currency by which we can buy good things from God. But because of the sinful nature of our flesh, we can do nothing that is pleasing to God. Our sinful flesh can only bring forth more sin. For the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. And those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. The fleshly life can only bring forth more works of the flesh. And so there is no currency by which we can obtain anything good from God. However, don't despair, because God, our God, is a God of all grace, mercy, and comfort. And He has provided that remedy for us in Jesus Christ. And so Jesus tells Nicodemus that to enter the kingdom of God is a matter of rebirth. That is, it's a matter of spirit-generated faith. It's not about being born again physically, but rather it's about being born from above spiritually. And so it's not a matter of what one does. It's not a matter of one's ancestry. It's not a matter of belonging to the right party, religious or otherwise. Rather, to enter the kingdom of God is something that the Holy Spirit does to a person and does in a person. The Holy Spirit gives birth to spirit. That is, the Holy Spirit creates spiritual life within us. And you have received this rebirth, this new life when you were baptized. Working through the Word of God, the Holy Spirit brings us to a realization of our sinfulness and our separation from God. That word of the law, that is, the forgiveness of sins for Jesus' sake, gives us life as it draws us to God. In holy baptism, the Spirit effects a new birth in us as our sins are washed away and we are given a new and a true spiritual life. And again, none of this is our doing. Such rebirth is passive on our part. The Spirit works and we receive. Just as we had nothing to do with our physical birth, so we have nothing to do with our spiritual rebirth. Now, of course, none of this makes any sense. And yet, by faith, we accept it all. Jesus' example of the wind to explain this is actually quite helpful. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. We don't understand the wind. We don't know where it starts or where it ends. We don't even know what it really is. But we do know of it. We can hear it as it reverberates in our ears. We can feel it against our skin. We can even see its effects as things are blown around. But we still don't understand it. The wind really doesn't make sense, and yet we accept it as a fact of nature. As the Spirit works in us to bring us to faith and to keep us in faith, we don't necessarily understand that either. We don't understand how baptism creates spiritual life in us, but we believe that it does. Through that blessed sacrament, we are dressed in Christ's righteousness and given a good conscience before God. Yes, the Holy Spirit connects us to Jesus Christ and directs us to Christ's sacrifice on the cross. And it is in that place, in that death, that we find life. For just as the Israelites who were bitten by the serpents lived when they looked to that serpent up on the pole, and so we find life when we look to Jesus in faith. When we look to Jesus who gave his life for us on the cross. And how do we look at Jesus on the cross? By looking at our baptism and at our Lord's body and blood in his supper. And again, it doesn't make sense. And yet, that is the only way we can be saved. For the Holy Spirit works when and where he pleases. And we do see the evidence of the Spirit's work in the life of Nicodemus. For Nicodemus was born again, born from above. We read in John 7 that Nicodemus tried to defend Jesus to the chief priests and the Pharisees. In John 19, we read that Nicodemus assisted Joseph of Arimathea in burying Jesus after he died on the cross. Nicodemus was no longer afraid to openly claim Jesus as his Lord, his Savior. He looked to Jesus on the cross with the faith of a snake-bitten Israelite, and he was saved. Jesus said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." By the grace of God, that is exactly the birth you have now been given by the will of the Father, through the death and resurrection of the Son, and by the means of the Holy Spirit's gifts. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. We are the ones Jesus is talking about. Praise be to God who loved the world in such a way that he sent his Son, his only Son, to die for us. And thanks be to God for his Son who willingly came and suffered all, even death on the cross, that we might see and that we might enter the kingdom and live with him eternally. My dear friends, we were born to die, and we have been reborn to live. Praise be to God for Jesus' sake. Amen.